The ninth day of the blessed month of Abib, the martyrdom of Saint Simon Cleophas, the Apostle. It was on this day that Saint Simon, one of the 12 disciples, was martyred. His family was related to the Holy Family. Simon was the son of Mary, sister of the Virgin Saint Mary, and Cleophas, who was also called Alphaeus, who was the brother of Joseph, husband of the Virgin Saint Mary. He was the brother of two other disciples, James and Thaddeus Jude, as according to Matthew 13, verse 55. Simon is referred to in the Bible as the Zealot, not because he was in the Zealot sect, but because he had such a zeal for Jewish law before his life as a disciple of Jesus. Jesus chose him to be one of his apostles. After the divine resurrection of Christ, Simon and the other apostles received the Holy Spirit in the upper room of Zion. He was later ordained bishop for Jerusalem, succeeding the apostle James. Saint Simon followed his master's instructions to preach the word of God and to heal the sick. He traveled widely and is known to have converted many Jews to the faith in Jesus Christ, and many miracles occurred through his hands. Saint Simon urged the people to live lives of chastity and purity and devotion to God. The Greek Orthodox have a legend that Saint Simon even passed through Egypt, but that is not certain. When the Roman Emperor Trajan heard of his influence in spreading Christianity, he ordered that Simon be arrested and tortured. Finally, Saint Simon was beheaded, and he was joyfully reunited in heaven with his beloved master. Saint Simon was 120 years old at the time of his martyrdom. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day, the passing of Saint Claudianus, the ninth pope of Alexandria. It was on this day in the year 166 AD that the ninth pope of the See of Saint Mark, Saint Claudianus, and sometimes called Saint Saladion, passed away. Saint Claudianus was a very knowledgeable man, very learned in the Holy Scriptures, and his righteousness and devotion to the Lord were unequaled. After the death of the eighth pope, Marcianus, in 152 AD, Saint Claudianus was chosen to become the new pope. He continued to preach and to lead the people in the ways of Jesus Christ. He was patriarch for 14 and a half years and passed peacefully away. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.